We're playing games with Shalewa Sharp and Gastor Almonte. Are you ready for one last game?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's do it.
Okay, so you're in luck because Jonathan Colton is going to sing you the clues in this game. So a bunch of fast food restaurants use the word Supreme in their menu items. Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, everyone loves Diana Ross and the Supremes. So we have combined those two wonderful things in a game called Supreme Supremes.
Yes, we have changed the lyrics of songs by the Supremes to make them about famous fast food chains. So just identify the fast food chain I'm singing about, or the title of the original song that I'm parodying. And we should say, technically, not all of these fast food chains have menu items with the word Supreme in them. This is just a tenuous connection that we used as an excuse to do this game.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. And you can work together on this one, so.
Got a Crunchwrap Supreme and a Gordita Crunch. Got extra sour cream, that's my hangover brunch. I'm hungover.
Well,
that is something.
Yeah,
Gastor, do you know what restaurant that is?
Of course, it speaks to my heart. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, for sure.
And, and that song was "Stop in the Name of Love."
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
All right.
Well done.
Yeah. You know, people complain that everything on the Taco Bell menu is basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think that's the genius?
Yeah, actually. The things the empire they have built with corn chips and tomatoes and a wilty lettuce has been fantastic.
I love seeing people get mad at Taco Bell, like, this ain't what I ordered. Anything is what you order.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, just take it out of the wrapper and put it in a different wrapper.
Yeah, that's right. Just turn it inside out and eat it.
You're good.
That's what you ordered.
You wanted a spoon or something? I don't know what you asked.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of here. Get out of here.
All right, here's another one.
Add some Heath and Oreo and PB cups and cookie dough. Then show me its thickness. Flip that blizzard upside down.
Okay, the song is Keep Me Hanging On.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Do you know what restaurant that is, Gastor?
I want to say Sonic? Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know there are burgers at Dairy Queen.
I know, Brazers, but they called them Brazers.
Yeah, they painted on the grill lines and everything.
Like, that's right.
Yeah. I always thought it was pronounced Brazier. I always found that confusing.
Well, when you get two of them, that's what it's a Brazier.
Yeah, it's like, why would I get a Brazier at Dairy Queen?
It's another cup to hold all the ice cream. They turn the bra upside down.
For the milky cups. I'm sorry I made that joke for the milky cups. I take it out.
I'm definitely going to take that out. Yeah. It is not NPR friendly.
It's just biologically true.
Yeah. All right, here's another one.
Okay.
The double double does it for me. And there's a secret menu, you see. The fries are so-so, unless they're animal style. Get animal style.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I appreciate how you are at least 10% offended at the end of each one of these.
No. Because right where you stop is when I'm like, oh, yeah, no, this could go on for a while. Oh, wait, no, we've stopped. Also, wait, huh? What happened? Is the song Come See About Me?
Yeah, you got it. That's right.
I just need to make sure I know these Supreme songs, or else the spirit of my mother is going to be very upset. Like, I drilled these into you for your whole childhood.
Yeah.
How are you not knowing any of these song titles? Do you know the restaurant, Gastor?
Yeah, this is In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger, that's right.
Have either of you ever gone to In-N-Out Burger and tried to order anything like not on the menu? This whole secret menu idea?
All right. At the risk of upsetting the kind of people who get upset when you give your opinion about fast food.
Yeah.
I wasn't necessarily, I had a simple cheeseburger and was not impressed.
Hmm.
Ah.
So I was like, why do I want to see what they're doing, what they're freestyling? If they can't,
they can't nail the
classics.
They can't
nail like a basic cheeseburger. And then the fries I thought were not good. I'm just not a, yeah. I'm not big on the in and or out of it.
All right, here's another one.
Colonel, Colonel, where did the bread go? Double down as chicken, where there once was a bun. Also, Colonel, 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 who's playing you though? It's been Norm and Reba. It's kind of creepy but fun.
Now that could be a full song. There are a lot of things. We have a lot of questions for the Colonel, I feel like.
A lot
like.
To yeah. talk about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I know this is a game, but like, Jonathan, this is a new career direction.
I mean.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Just do this exclusively. Just do parodies of Supreme songs.
Listen, yes. Man, I want to put it out there. You know, you never know when you find your light in life, you know.
It's true.
This is it. You know?
That is true.
This is your purpose. This is what you was put here for, you know. Right here, your Wikipedia page will say this, like, oh,
right under controversies.
Yeah, that, no, that's my favorite section: personal life and controversies.
So KFC and where did our love go?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And my roommate said you'd take a Frosty and you dip in a fry. Wow, this combo's delicious. Then again, we're really high.
Mm. Well, I can say that my sister does not get high, and she loves to dip her fries into her Frosty.
Oh, there you go. You don't even need to want to enjoy this treat.
You don't even have to. Yeah. You don't even have to.
I like mayonnaise. I'm not going to lie. I do like fries and mayonnaise. So it's just the sweeter, smoother version.
I don't think that's how they market it, but maybe it's how they should.
Yeah, just the Frosty alone. It is the sweeter, smoother version of mayonnaise. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like mayonnaise?
Well, would you like a whole cup of it if it was sweeter and smoother?
Yeah, I'm going to try that tomorrow at the corner store. Yo, Ock, let me get a Sausalito cheese. Put some Frosty on the hero, too. You know?
Frosty on a hero.
Oh, my goodness. So, good old Wendy's.
Uh-huh. And, Wendy's is correct.
Yeah. Oh, and you can't hurry love.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, thank goodness.
I got my McDonald's to take off 10 cents off of the price of the Sundays because they stopped giving out the little packet of peanuts. And I was like, you ain't announced that. Like, there was no commercial saying
warning.
The peanut packet ain't coming no more. But I'm still paying previous pricing as if the peanuts are coming.
Yeah.
So,
because you got to go out and buy your own peanuts and crush them up yourself now.
Exactly. And it's not just money. It's time, you know? You think crushing peanuts?
That's the important thing.
That's my life now.
That's right.
You know?
And but what reason did they give that they just stopped it?
You know, I was saying this to the local guys. So I was like, listen, I understand y'all got to do business. You saving, you know. But to me, right now, I made the order at the menu assuming peanuts were coming. I'm here expecting peanuts. Not only am I not getting peanuts, all I'm asking is to be compensated, not just for the lack of peanuts, but for the emotional distress of not having the peanuts and having to explain to my kids why the peanuts that I'm now crushing are far too salty for their sundae. But it's all we got, you know?
It's all we got. That's right.
Yeah.
Yo, real talk, though, McDonald's needs to work on their menu. I get angry because, like, the four nuggets is $1.
Yeah.
But the 20 piece is $5.29. And, yeah, I'm like, you know math. Like, you know you could just add the $4 five times. You know, is this like an upcharge because I'm insisting on the cardboard packaging? Like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
See, I've had this debate many times with the various people at my McDonald's.
I really want to go to a fast food restaurant with you and have you make a big stink. I want to see it in person. I think.
No,
really
you
fun.
Don't. You think you do. You think you do.
I can tell. I'm undefeated, Jonathan. I can tell you that.
I believe it. It's worth it.
Well done, once again, is what I have to say to you both. Shalewa Sharp and Gastor El Monte host the podcast, The War Report. Such a pleasure to have you on again.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. That's our show. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our games were written by Carol Lee, Kara Weinberger, and senior writers Camilla Franklin and Karen Lurie. Ask Me Another is produced by Nancy Seychow, James Sparber, and Ramel Wood, with Gianna Capodona and our intern, Zach St. Clair. Our senior producer is Travis Larchuk. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal. And our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grudman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.